Maybe Ahsoka had some sort of hand in her going to the not being on the dark side anymore. But
Yeah,
it was never really fully stated anywhere. But anyway.
never explained.
Yeah, well, I mean, they hung out, and then all of a sudden she's nice again and stuff. I don't know. It's weird. It was weird. But all right, let me get situated here, all set up. Right, let's again, I think I got it all. Let's push the intro.
To the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Please visit our website https://rabr.kailejohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton. And Rick Ross Bosley.
There's Rick.
It's time to talk Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. I was going to mention briefly, just for informational purposes, that I don't know, like a year or so ago, you've heard of Squarespace before, right, Rick? Have you? They bought all the domains from Google. Google had its own domain service where you could buy your, URL or whatever. And today is the first day that we're officially on Squarespace. I'm not paying any extra or anything. They transferred me over. And so if you have a chance anytime in the next, couple days, just go to the website and make sure it works and loads up correctly. Seems to me it's a little faster, but I don't know. It's just maybe it's just imagination or whatever, but eventually, I'm gonna look into, if we get actually a bigger crowd or something. I want to look into getting a custom URL that says rebelalliancebriefingroom.com or something like that. That'll be a little while off, I think. So anyway,
That's cool.
that's that. Let me push the news also,
It's time for the news.
because that was kind of news. And then I want to talk about sharing my screen again with that screen. And I don't care about sound, but let's try it. All right.
Back to
So
back.
you can see my screen. There's
Dan.
what we call a poster for the Acolyte. Acolyte's starting next week, as we hopefully all know. It says here June 4th. Hate that every time I go in to touch the area, it puts those tiles over top of it. But so that's the posters. They released a bunch of posters and a bunch of news and clips and all that. I'm not going to play any of the trailers or anything. I think anybody who is listening can probably go out and find some of them or has already watched them. But I wanted to show some of these posters because we're going to probably be using them to as I don't know, front posters for our podcast and stuff when we post individual episodes.
Covers.
There's that one, which is the general one. And then this one's for gosh, I forget these guys' names too. He's a Jedi Master. Gosh, the ones I was showing on Twitter actually had their names on them, which is that's why it's I'm frustrated here.
That's
But
sold.
yeah, Soul, that sounds right. This one's what's her name from
Carrie Ann Moss.
yeah, Carrie Ann Moss from
Matrix.
Matrix. I love the way they made the little green kind of thing with their lightsaber to kind of tie into the Matrix there a little bit.
Yeah,
Little
cool.
subtle tie in there. You remember this girl from the Matrix? Look, it's got the green stuff like the Matrix. And then
And
this is actually one of the apprentices. I think they want us to think is the big bad for the episode, but I think there's someone else. But they want us to think this is one of them, and we get to see this person's face and everything. I think probably in the first episode. And there's one of our Wookiees. And apparently this Wookiee is isolated himself on the jungles of Kaesh, or whatever that planet is that the Wookiees call home. He's isolated himself somewhere where he doesn't have a lot of family.
And yeah.
I forgot. There's the last one. This is another. This person is obviously an alien of some sort. It's got spikes and weird coloring and whatever.
That's but supposed you'll to be see Soul's apprentice, Padawan.
Yeah, you'll see the Padawan braid there. All Padawans usually have a braid that looks like that on the back.
Yep.
Little soul patch braid, or whatever you want to call it. Not a soul patch, but
yep.
Anyway, I wanted to show those and remind everybody that the episode's coming next week. Hopefully we'll be covering it with grandeur and gusto.
Two episodes.
Exactly, two episodes, and everybody's excited. Stereo share. So that was the news. The news. Right. I'm going to have to do a live unboxing here in just a minute, but I wanted to introduce the episode. Don't mind me while I'm rearranging stuff while I'm talking. All right, so this week, or this episode that we're doing today, or one of today, is Tales of the Empire Season 1, Episode 4, called Devoted. And as Rick and I were talking before we started, this is a change to a new person. Barriss Offee is the main character in the next three episodes. So it's they're going to be a little different than the first three. And we're going to discuss this a little bit. See what we think, and we're going to beg for feedback. But I'm going to beg for feedback first in the beginning too. I'm going to try to change stuff up a little bit. And depending on your opinion, Rick, I'm going to try to shorten when I redo the outro thing. I'm going to try to shorten it too, so it's a lot shorter. It seems like most of our time is spent on these little clips. So,
yeah, that's fine.
I want to make them as short as I can. Like the intro is like half as short as it was when we first started doing this stuff now. So I want to do the outro that way too. Like I'm going to put something in there, like, click on this link to learn about the disclaimer. And I'm not going to read the disclaimer like I have been and stuff like that. So
that'll work.
We're going to do stuff like that coming up in the future. I think I'm going to try to switch to that for Acolyte. We'll see how much I get done by then. It's only a week away, so we'll see.
So what you're saying is we need to be a little faster in our conversations.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, yes and no. I like discussion, and I want external feedback as well, not from us, kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
But you know how people's attention spans are short.
What?
if we have consistently have 50 minute or more episodes, we are probably missing out on some people listening to the whole episode, I would say. They may go in and just view the discussion in the middle and not get everything that they need to get or what we want them to get. But anyway, that's that. So let me push the unboxing. Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings. Look at this. I switched my camera.
Fancy.
Now this is a box I haven't. This is an actual box that's not been opened yet. Got this a couple days ago. I ordered it more than a month ago, and it came in this week. So it's a big box, but it's all that's in here, and it's an interesting box. It's got a rip thing on it, so I'm gonna rip it. Let me get my sharp tool. That'll be fun.
Warning, warning, sharp object.
Boy, they don't want you to get into this box, that's for sure.
That's like Fort Knox.
No. It's perforated, but it's not one to tear. There we go. Okay. Oh, there's another box inside. Look at that.
Oh, that's why. With all kinds of bubble wrap.
This one says warning on top.
See, warning.
This has been sealed with pilfer-proof tape.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means. Means nobody has been looking at it, I guess, huh?
That's right.
Let me cut the tape.
Is this the right one to open, or is this the X-rated one?
Well, it's got Funko's name on it, so on the tapes, it says Funko right there.
Yeah, I'll bet it does say Funko.
So I wonder if they're doing that now with their box, their stuff. Yeah, so there's the box right away.
Cool.
It's so tight, I can't get it out. She said, "Ooh, no all point. Right." So here's the reveal. There's the guy. So you may not recognize him. Watto, it says. Watto was from episode one, Phantom Menace. Watto was the guy that was making Anakin work in the parts.
Yeah, the
parts
the
facility.
Yeah.
The flying bat guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really show his wings very well because they're small. We saw him small in the. They're back there. You can see him a little bit.
That's
okay,
cool.
So it's, oops, wrong side. 702 is the number. Let's do a side view. Watto. I think Amy's outside mowing the yard, which she shouldn't be because it's still pretty wet.
It's all right. Hazel's out here now, so she'll probably start barking.
She's pissed that I forgot. She thinks I forgot to tell her about this podcast. There's the back of it. We can see this is an episode one collection of bobbleheads. Watto's way down there. He's looking to get this one. Just became available. The Jar Jar Binks. Everybody hates Jar Jar, but that could also mean he could be rare sometime in the future.
Right.
But I'm looking to get him. And I think the Anakin one with his goggles on right there.
Yeah.
It's an Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm looking to get those. Those are not available for release yet. Here's the other side. 702. And then our top with our yellow eyes.
Cool.
And that would be an unboxing. Yay.
Yep.
And there I am again. All right.
Go back to the box.
What? Why? All right. So today, again, we're talking about Tales of the Empire, Season 1, Episode 4, Devoted. We had a director of Saul Ruiz. Story was written by Dave Filoni. Whatever. Writer was actually Nicholas Anastasio, so maybe storyboarding or storylines was done by Dave Filoni. Maybe it was his idea, and he said, "Hey, write this for me."
He was the co-writer.
Music score is of course our favorite trio: Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, and Deanna Kinner, the Kinner family, and cast. Start out with a character called Amar, was played by Zeno Robinson. Barriss Offeef, one of our main characters, was played by Marith Salinger. Clone Trooper, one of our clone troopers, they're always played by Bradley D. Baker. He's got to be making some bank on these things. Dante was played by Nicholas Cantu. Lynn Rakish, which is the fourth sister, from the Inquisitors. They call them brothers and sisters, you know.
Yep.
Guess make camaraderie or something like that. I was played by Raya Killistide, and the Grand Inquisitor showed up, and the Grand Inquisitor was played by Jason Isaacs. So he's kept his voice role in this episode as well, from making his appearance on the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
For sure.
Yeah, same guy. And he was live action there, so he's just doing voice for this. But I'm gonna skip a commercial today just for fun. So we're again talking about episode one or season one, episode four, Devoted. Originally, it aired on May the 4th, and that's you can't see my shirt because I tilted this up too high, but I'm wearing my May the 4th shirt today, just for fun. It's in the closet. Running time for this episode was 16 minutes. Rick, of course, is Northwest Bearcats. Yeah,
I'm wearing my May the 4th as well.
Mm-hmm. Northwest Bearcats, May the 4th. And this took place 19 before the Battle of Yavin. So this is around the same time our Bad Batchers are 18, 19, before the Battle of Yavin. So that means it's time to grab a beverage, which I don't have because I was out of time today, and pull up a chair and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Yay. You take a big, deep breath, and we start off the episode with the former Padawan Barriss O'Feef awakens in a prison cell after experiencing a nightmare of lightsabers and screams. She steps out of her bunk bed and peers through the viewport. In the distance, explosions engulf the Jedi Temple. So this is right when Darth Vader and his legion of stormtroopers and whatever go in and attack the temple, marking the beginning of the Jedi Purge. O'Feef heads towards the red force field doors and shouts for the guards. She asks the Imperial shock troopers, what is happening to the Jedi Temple? So this is basically telling us that she was not in the temple when it was attacked, which in previous episodes of Bad Batch, we speculated she might actually be in the temple when it was attacked. And she might be one of the people that saved Grogu. But that's not true, it appears, because she's in a different building, watching from a distance. She asks the Imperial Shock Trooper, what is happening to the temple? One of the troopers tells her to be glad she's not a Jedi anymore, and that they won't exist by tomorrow. Whoa. Bad news for the Jedi. Later, the rain falls on the Imperial Inspectorate headquarters and its surroundings. O'Feef is visited by a former Jedi named Lynn Rakish, who is now an Inquisitor known as the Fourth Sister. When O'Feef asks what the Jedi Council wants, the Fourth Sister reveals that the Council no longer exists. Da, da, da. The Fourth Sister recalls that O'Feef accused the Jedi of treason during her trial, and that this accusation has supposedly proven by a failed Jedi assassination attempt on Supreme Chancellor Palpatine. When O'Feef asks what this means for her, the Fourth Sister tells her that she is there to present a rare and precious opportunity. O'Feef accepts, and the Inquisitor releases her binders.
She's the Force.
She doesn't even really know what's going on, though. She doesn't even know if this person is a Sith or not, Dark Side or not. Because
it's kind of weird, though, because she released her cuffs by the Force, and I'm thinking, why didn't she just, why didn't she just take her own cuffs off?
Right. I've always wondered that, too.
Like, why didn't you just take your own cuffs off?
I've always wondered that, too. You know, they like, put Obi-Wan Kenobi and whoever in cuffs, and Anakin in the Clone Wars all the time, and yeah, they can never get out of them themselves.
It's kind of like the Superman episode, you know, they got him chained to the table, and he's like, right. Why didn't you take the cuffs off? Like, I don't know, this is weird, but whatever.
All right, so O'Feef then travels with the Fourth Sister to the Fortress of Inquisitorius in the watery moon of Nuer. They find the fortress is deeply undergoing construction is guarded by numerous clone troopers. They walk to the main hall where Ophie recognizes Dante and Amar, two former Jedi who survived the Purge. The Grand Inquisitor reveals that the Jedi Order has fallen and says that they must build a new coven to ensure the security of the Galactic Empire. When Ophif asks about the Empire, the Grand Inquisitor reveals that the Republic has been reorganized into the First Galactic Empire, which, you know, we know Palpatine announced that in the Grand Hall there with all the senators and everything.
Yep.
Declared himself the Emperor and all that. The Grand Inquisitor explains that the Emperor needs them to restore order. If they prove themselves worthy in today's task, they will be permitted to join the coven. So apparently Dante and Amar are also doing the same test that Ophif is doing. They're all three lined up there, if I remember right, in the episode.
Yep.
The Grand Inquisitor gives the recruits to go to their quarters and warns them not to leave until they meet again. So they have to stay in their cells. In their cell, Amar tells Dante that they should escape, opining that the Inquisitoris is little better than Jedi. So you know he doesn't like him. Amar exits the cell, and Ophif voices disagreement, but Amar asks why they should listen to her, and Dante expresses concern that the others will be punished if he leaves. Amar says he doesn't care about his former peers.
It's not his problem.
Not my problem. I'm out for myself. Which, you know, I don't know. That could be a good thing if you're a Sith, I guess. They tend to be out for themselves quite a bit.
For sure.
Later in training, the Fourth Sister and several clone troopers escort them to the training chamber where they are met by the Grand Inquisitor and informs them that Amar perished in an accident. Whoops. He had an accident. So sorry.
Interesting.
Got killed trying to escape. Dante says that he tried to warn Amar, and the Grand Inquisitor agrees with Dante and tells the Fourth Sister to escort him away. He then ushers Ophif to the turbo lift, which takes them down to another training chamber. There is a table of several lightsabers. The Inquisitor talks about the limits of Jedi training, which he believes limit people's full potential. Yeah, but damn it, she's mowing the yard. It's too wet. She's going to tear it up. The Grand Inquisitor tells Ophif to pick up a lightsaber and attack him. This is your chance, but to take him out. And Ophif is reluctant since he is unarmed but complies. She draws a green lightsaber and tries to strike him several times. The Inquisitor tells her that she is hesitating and asks her to try again. Gives her two tries. Ophif tries again, but the Inquisitor tells her that she is still fighting like a Jedi and urges her to go on the offense. Which kind of means she gives her a third try.
Yeah.
As the sparring continues, Ophif fights aggressively. The Grand Inquisitor dodges her blows and strikes her in the face. Censoring her anger, he encourages her to continue before disarming her by hurling against the ceiling with a force. Oof. Up there, state.
Yeah, thank you.
As Ophif rises to her feet, blood begins to drip from her nose. The Inquisitor taunts her about mercy and hurls her against the wall. Or she hurls him against the wall. The Grand Inquisitor is pleased with her progress. Oh. Mm-hmm. He likes to be beat up.
She's got power.
Yeah, he's a pervert. No. Later, clone troopers escort Ophif to another training chamber with a deep pit. The Grand Inquisitor and the Fourth Sister watch from an observation deck. Dante later enters the chamber, and the Grand Inquisitor is pleased with their progress, but says that they have to complete They have to compete for one place in the ranks of the Inquisitors. Only one of them. Two go in, one come out. He throws down a lightsaber. A force field encircles the two of them. Oh. Ophif attempts to reason with Dante, saying that they don't have to fight. And Dante disagrees and grabs the red lightsaber, saying he embraces the future. Dante attempts to push Ophif into the pit, resulting in a struggle. Before Dante can strike her down with a lightsaber, Ophif force chokes him, causing him to lose balance and fall into the pit with a lightsaber. Uh-oh. She took care of him quickly. Deeming her worthy, the Force Sister and Grand Inquisitor induct her into the Inquisitorius, giving her a black helmet. Here, you can have a helmet. You look like Darth Vader.
She's now a sister.
Except it's got feminine's curves and stuff on it, so...
High jawline.
Right. Later, Ophif dons the black uniform of the Inquisitorius. In the main hall, she and the Grand Inquisitor are joined by the Fourth Sister, Anne Maruk, who we saw in that live action episode. Remember, the Maruk was the guy that when he died, you saw the green stuff come off of him or whatever, because he was possessed by the sisters or something.
Yeah.
And then an unidentified Inquisitor. We don't know who he is. As they kneel, the Grand Inquisitor introduces them to their new master. And then Darth Vader enters the room. Yep. And, you know, this is the moment Scott was talking about in previous episodes of our podcast. He was just trying to jump ahead. But Darth Vader walks in and sits down on the throne. And Vader invites them to rise while the Grand Inquisitor says, "Long live the Empire." Ophif and the other Inquisitors follow suit in repeating the chant. She dons her helmet, puts it on, basically. The inhabitants of Calderon live under an iron fist rule of the magistrate Morgan Elizabeth. What? That's not right.
Yeah. Wrong episode.
They're on top of each other. So I think when she dons her helmet, that's when the episode ends. Credits roll. That's what I remember. Yeah, I was supposed to paste this over the top of that, and it didn't do that. It just put it above it. How nice. Anyway, so we're done with the episode here. Let me click this button here so I can do this here.
And she doesn't get a number. She's just sister.
Yeah, she didn't get a number yet. I don't know if they'll tell us her number. And I don't think she's with him long enough anyway. We'll see here in the next couple episodes maybe to get a number.
She's probationary.
Yeah, I think she has to earn it still. But that's our episode. That's what happened. Let's see here. So, yeah. Like I said, we saw Barriss O'Keefe. She was in several episodes of the Clone Wars animated series as well. She's always been a mystery because she kind of disappeared when the Purge happened, and there's always been a lot of speculation. So they're trying to, I guess, Dave Filoni wants to clear that up.
Well, people probably thought she was probably a part of it. You know, like she was a traitor and maybe had a part in, you know, maybe tipping the hat or whatever. So this kind of straightens that out, I guess, you know.
She was an insider or something in there. But, and maybe she was tiny bit, but she wasn't being directed by somebody. She was just she didn't like what was going on.
Well, it was interesting at the very beginning because she says something about at her trial. Like, you know.
Yeah, they had a trial for her in the Clone Wars. Along the same time, they had a trial for Ahsoka. That was about the time that Ahsoka got kicked out of the Jedi.
Gotcha.
And stuff. And I think she was part of that trial and or she was being put on trial because of the same stuff. I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
Well, then you kind of circle in that you got Rena or Reva or whatever being at the Jedi Temple, you know, when Order 66 was thrown out, you know, that yep. later becomes one of the sisters of the Inquisitor, you know, like you've got a lot of tie-ins. Like it's right. interwoven there.
There's quite a bit of tie-ins. Exactly.
So filling in some gaps inadvertently or purposely, I don't know, but you're getting some gaps filled.
And I think that's kind of the purpose of this this whole series, these series like these Tales of the Jedi, Tales of the Empire, is to fill in these gaps that people are asking about, or you know, maybe purposely they put mystery in there, and you know, they want to close the story, kind of thing.
For sure.
And that it leaves a when you create a extra story like that, it leaves it open a little bit too, so that you know, maybe they can have a movie related around to it too.
Or come back to it later to expand on it.
Exactly. So the next episode that we're going to review is called Realization. But first we want to beg everybody for some feedback. So let's do that, and then we'll do a little more discussion, and then we'll go to the next episode.
Your outro.
Feedback. So what I want to do also, Rick, is I want to record this little part where I talk about feedback and just play it real quick. Boom. And then we don't have, then it doesn't turn into something that's 10 minutes instead of 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
I'm going to do that eventually. But so feedback, we have several locations. Feedback at kylejohansson.us. You can also go to our website, and on the right-hand side, no, left-hand side, it's over there. One of those sides, it has a link where you can click on feedback. There's plenty of links in there, too, for other items. You can also click on social media, which we are also on Twitter, which X is now, it's called, at @super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky. And we now have a sample post up there from Blue Sky. At Rebel Alliance Briefing Room is our handle there, all one word. And we're on YouTube. We have audio and video on YouTube, and there's always a comment section under any of those audio or video sections. And to answer the question that I posed to you guys earlier in the week about switching to video, I think maybe it's too soon to do that. I think, you know, we need to build our audience, and, you know, I'm fine if it doesn't get any bigger than it is. There's just a few people I think that really listen. We have a couple new subscribers on YouTube, but I'm not sure how much they're listening. We have subscribers on Amazon. We have subscribers on Spotify. I am working to get our video podcast to be on Apple Podcasts as well. We do have audio on there, but nobody listens on Apple. Apple's got so much stuff on it that you have to be, people have to like you, which puts you up in the recommendations listing and before they even see you. They may know you're there, but it's hard to get popular on there unless you're like a star or something like that. You're
the metrics that they have.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe video, since not as many people do video, many of the very popular podcasts are video podcasts, but there's fewer of those than there are audio. So maybe that'll help us out a little bit. YouTube has been, I think, been pretty good for us since we started putting video up. We've gotten more traffic, let's say. And hopefully Squarespace will do better with showing us metrics on that kind of stuff.
It's just, we got faces for radio, buddy.
Right. We all do. That's why we don't have hair like, you know, James Bond does or whatever.
You might lay off those LED lights.
Well, they don't have radiation, do they? What?
don't know, but they're awful bright.
I got maybe put some powder up here, huh, to kill the glare.
You might need the warm white instead of the, you know, glow white.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have those sets. They're supposed to be like emulating sunlight. Whatever. Anyway, so that's what we want for feedback. You know, guys, send us anything. You know, comment on our my glow on my forehead, or about the episode, whatever you want to comment about. We're so rare to have feedback that we'll put anything on about right now. So as long as you aren't, you know, yelling and screaming at us and swearing or something, we'll put it on probably. So,
beep.
Right.
Hey, speaking of feedback, did you get the text message from Scott?
Yeah, I just saw that. He's in Sweet Springs or something.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you saw it. We'll give him a shout out.
I don't know where Sweet Springs is, Scott, but hopefully we'll see you next week when we do a new show, right? New Acolyte.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of close to where the Clydesdales are, I think.
Way over there?
Yeah, it's down by Boonville.
Oh, hey, that's odd, because that's where we're going for vacation in July, is down past that area. Pineville, maybe. Which, you know, Pineville. You go through it every time you go to Arkansas.
Yeah, down south. Arkansas. No, this is more the central part.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Amy's brother has friends in Boonville, I think.
I gotcha. He was just going to scoop out. I don't know. I just saw the text message. I just noticed it. So I thought I'd give him a shout out since he wasn't here.
Yep, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. So let's do the outro and get to the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott. Say goodbye now.
And then there's Rick, too. Yeah, Rick's going to say goodbye. And I want to tell anybody who's listening, you know, search for us on wherever you get podcasts. And if you find that we're not there, let us know, and we'll eventually get ourselves there. So just let us know.
We're diversifying.
Yeah. We're trying to get on more places.